Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. pardon my froggy voice. This is Elizabeth Sadu. I've had a cold for the last week. So I'm going to jump right in with the tuning in chant and just enjoy the sound. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me, and it's within you and all around you also. Somehow I just always imagine this, like a computer plugging into the wall or plugging myself into the computer, the great big computer of the sky. I don't know, I guess I'm pretty visual, so that's how I see it. Okay, they're telling me, they remind me that I should promote myself a bit. Okay. I can be found, more information about me and what I do at Elizabeth Sadhu, SADHU.com. And I do angel coaching, life coaching, angel readings. They're actually telling me it's this morning right before I started here. They're saying that they're offering something new. So this is new to me, so I'm announcing it here to tell everyone. I work with a variety of beings, ascended masters, angels, guides, whatever you want to call them. My particular group we call the Beans, B-E-A-N-S, mainly because I slurred beings, and so they thought that was pretty funny, and they like their name. Another entity that I have been kind of been my special being is called Jubal. And I was told that Jubal is all the lives or can't think of the word of Jesus. That Jubal is Jesus, Yeshua, however you choose to call that being. And so the service that they're saying I can offer now is that if you are interested in having a session with me, you can actually say, I want to have a session with Archangel Michael, or I want to have a session with Jubal. So, okay, guys, if that's what is the thing, I believe you, and I know that we can do that. So anyway, I work by donation only, and nothing is too small. Seriously, I am just so honored to be able to do this work and to share my gifts with the world. So, of course, again, before I start, I never quite know what I'm going to talk about. And my dear mentor friend calls it soul flow. So I just trust that it will come, and it always seems to do that. And already, look at that, I've already used up about 4 minutes. Ha ha. Anyway, just such a delight to be here to share with you all. It's just pure joy for me. I've worked hard to get to where I am now, done a lot of clearing, a lot of healing, and my particular case, it just took a long time. I am getting that really it won't take quite so long now in this time period, this new earth that we're in, that it's a much more rapid process. And so anyway, everybody is very different, and we all have our own gifts, our own skills, and one of my delights is being able to help you find love for yourself and really see who you are as a beautiful, beautiful being that we, as humans, we just don't ever quite totally get it. We're just so hard on ourselves, and so that is one of my specialties, is helping you fall madly, passionately, unconditionally in love with yourself. I also help clear any blocks that you have kind of at the end of your, right before you're ready to jump in to do your main work in this world. Although the angels do tell me that everything we do, breathing, we are doing our work in this world. So Thank you for that, dear angels. We really appreciate it. So Jubal is telling me now that he has a message, and I say he, but really it's a Jubal is a kind of, I guess, a feeling of not necessarily he, not necessarily a she. So, okay. And this is very interesting for me. This is kind of new because even though Jubal came in several years ago to me, Jubal has been kind of lying dormant, you might say. And so this is new, popping up here. And so, okay, Jubal, let's do it. Beloveds, I am here, or we could even say we are here, since I represent many lifetimes in the life of Yeshua. We are here today to remind you of your amazing beauty, your amazing grace, your amazing, amazing, amazingness. You are in this human body, but you are of the new earth, and we want to honor you for what you have done and all that you've been through. We want to honor you for who you are. We want to make sure that you know the beauty and the radiance and the amazingness that you are and that you have. And if you were to focus on one thing in your life in this healing time, focus on that. This is not an ego thing. This is about you honoring you. This is about you being the very you that you are, that you, in the deep depths of your soul, know that you can be. This is not about a big bragging kind of a thing. This is about you being you and honoring that and loving that and knowing absolutely and completely that you are on your path and that it is all perfect. Every single last little cell of your being is perfect. We know this being called Elizabeth Sadu has times when she does not fully love her tummy, for instance, and she's talked about this on the show. She does not fully love her toenails. So we are here to remind her, as well as all of you, to fully, fully, fully love yourselves. To take a moment, and if you are having some doubts about the beauty of your tummy, for instance, and Elizabeth feels like hers sticks out too much, then focus on that tummy and give that tummy love. Take a little extra time for a little extra love on that tummy, whatever it is for you. And that is all for today, beloveds, from Jubal. We are Jubal, and we bless you many times. This is Elizabeth. So the beans at this point are shaking their pom-poms and sending very sparkly love to all of you, just shaking it all over. Oh, they're telling me that they would like me to share a little bit of a what you might call a technique. There are, you know, as humans, we just have times when we have problems or issues or confrontation or whatever with people in our life. Maybe it's an ex-spouse. Maybe it's an ex-partner. Maybe it's a kid or one of our children. It could be a neighbor, someone you work with. So we would love to have you create a little space. It could be the most minute of spaces. It could be a little 1-inch in diameter space in your dwelling. Also, think of it as a space in your heart. And we would love to see you create this altar of love. And you're imagining any person or beings that you're having issues with to put them on that altar and cover them with a love blanket. Because generally, how it works is that we all need more love. And so the beings are saying, put a love blanket on them. You could even create something that was an actual physical something, a little piece of cloth or a beautiful leaf that you've found, and have that be the love blanket. If you had a picture, you could put a picture of the the person you're wanting to work through things with, and you could put a love blanket on the picture, but that's not totally necessary. Just imagine the beings, their energy, and put a love blanket on it. What this does is this is very healing. This is very soothing. It will make you feel more calm and more loving and more peaceful, but it also does a major healing action for your relationship, your situation, for that person. And you know what? You don't have to say one word about it. You can do that. Obviously, if you wanted to share that with somebody, that this as an idea for something you're doing, that's totally fine. But it's not something to be pronounced, you know, if that makes sense. It's not something to be broadcast. Oh, I put a love blanket on my boss. You know what? No need. Just in a beautiful, quiet way, you're putting a love blanket on your boss. You're putting a love blanket on your former spouse, that kind of thing. So the beings, okay, they seem to like to shake their pom-poms a lot. They're showing me that they're purple, sparkly, purple, silver, sparkly pom-poms, and they are shaking them for all of us. And again, the love sparkles are raining down upon all of us, the whole world. And they encourage you to, we call it a love blanket at this point, but it could be any. It could be anything. You could use any kind of doesn't have to be a blanket. It could be the sparkles. It could be anything. Something that speaks to you. Love flower petals, you know. But it's about the love. The love is the focus, and so you will know exactly what it is that you want to do. What you will use. Excuse me, I know that. I have this little cold for a reason. It's been about a week now, and I know that I'm part of it is I'm needing to do more resting and kind of being just kind of mellow. I am such a can-do personality. This is probably one of my hugest challenges in my life. I was telling my husband last night that he's like, "Would you just rest? You're retired. You don't have a job. You can rest." And I realized that I haven't been able to do my regular workouts for about a week. I even though I will do a few things, I still feel like I'm never doing enough. And okay, so angels, help me work through this. So anyway, all good. We have about 2 minutes left, and they're telling me that a chant is in order at this point. So let's see. Well, which one is it? Okay, they're saying it's a neutral mind for non-attachment. So here we go. Asankanav, asankatav, agam, asankalo, asankakehe sirbara hoy, akri nam, akri sala, akri gyan git gunga. Akari lakana bolana ban, akara sirisan jogavekan, jine lake tisirnai, jifuramai tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, venana vena hi kotao, kurata kavankaha vichar, varina java ekavar, jo tu dipave sai balikar, tu sada salamata nirankar. So, leaving with just a thought of finding joy in your life. What brings you joy? It can be the simplest and the most lovely of things, like seeing a beautiful leaf on the ground or looking at the trees. It could be your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, you're having a beautiful interaction at the grocery store. Maybe you chat with someone over the produce. But focus on that joy. Focus on that joy that you have within you. Focus on that joy that you can just hook up with and follow that joy, follow that bliss. I know that's an old one, but it's just still true. All right. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you for joining me.